Hela, how are you doing tonight? I just noticed this crazy coincidence that we normal people call synchronicities. In my cell phone, in my voice recorder app, I just opened it and I just started recording. Before I started recording, actually, I looked at these files that have previously been recorded, and he usually stores them by numbers and name called new recording, something, something. And I've noticed the last recording was number 35. So this is going to be 36. It all makes sense because in a month, I'm going to be 36. So this is officially a recording of me when I'm, of me in a, of a new me. Yeah, I've hesitated tonight to record this. It's been kind of a hard day, you know. I haven't had these in a while. Strange, because I did my fair share of shadow work last 2 years. Ugh. So it was like kicked in like this morning around. Morning is a relative term when it comes to me. Around 2, 3 p.m., 4 maybe. I was like, okay, this pain is starting inside of my chest, starting to grow and grow and spread like fungi. So I'm like, okay. Hello, pain. Haven't heard from you in a while. So sit and relax, have a drink. It's been a while. I'm good friends with the pain, with the Mr. Pain. We've had our fair share of hangouts, parties. Oh, this is so wonderful. This breeze is entering through the window and all over my face and my body, and I'm like, oh, maybe it's you. Coming in the form of the shape of the wind, right? So, why am I talking tonight? You know, a couple seconds before I started recording, there was this sentence in my head that's kind of a paraphrase of something I heard in a, or seen in a film called Leaving Las Vegas. Nicolas Cage, and it's a very heavy film. It's about this guy who's an alcoholic, whatever. And like in the beginning of the film, this woman who's with him, I think it's this beautiful Elizabeth Shue, has a terrible surname, but her face is much prettier than her surname. Never mind. Actually, now that I think of her, she reminds me of you a little bit. Anyway, she asks him, why did you start drinking? Because he actually came to Las Vegas to die, to kill himself from the alcohol, to like die off alcohol, to basically kill himself. This is the sound of my match. I match the sound of my match with, oh, whatever. I'm not in a mood of being funny tonight. So why am I even trying? I don't get it. What the fuck is wrong with me? So in the darkness, I'm trying to. There you go. It's a nice feeling when you light up the cigarette the old school way with a match. Matches. That's the word. Matches. Yes. I'm so happy now. Yeah, this is the first time I've been happy all day. I don't know, but I feel better when I'm talking right now. This is actually making me feel better. Yeah, anyway, so long story short, 2 years later, I started explaining. I finished explaining what I started. Anyway, she asks him, why did you start drinking? And he's like, I can't remember if my wife left me because I started drinking or I started drinking because my wife left me. So that exact thing popped up. That's the word, popped up in my head tonight. When I was, like, the recording session of this podcast is so like a volcano. It's starting to erupt in me, and it's like the ground is shaking. I feel bad and sad and blah blah blah. And before it erupts, and when it erupts, it's the moment when I press the recording button. I was starting to feel real bad, you know, worse and worse. So this sentence came to my head, do I feel bad because I'm not talking to you, or I'm not talking to you because I feel bad? You see the point? Yeah, you see the point. But I realized I felt bad because I'm not talking to you. I'm not recording this. So, Leah. I'm alone. I'm home alone, finally. At my age 35, like, hoping to be alone with my mother. God, this journey has been a strange one. And I'm alone, and I finally... The breeze that is coming in through the window is actually a draft. You know, like the number one killer and the cause of all diseases in Balkan countries, because we have this saying, like the draft, our parents and our grandparents have been teaching us they were actually keeping us safe from the draft from the moment that we were born. Like, close the door, the draft is going to kill you. So it's ingrained in our DNA that something, the draft can cause terminal illness or whatever. So it's like the number one killer of everything. Like, nobody's more dangerous than the draft. And then I was like standing at the window and thinking, what is draft actually? It's wind. It's wind caught in a tight space. That's all it is. So they're not saying that about the wind outside, but they're saying that about the draft. So I'm like, I can talk all night about why is that so, you know? Something about the wind coming through the house. There's something deeper ingrained in us because of that. It's an archetype of something. You know, because when the wind blows through the house, like, it connects the whole energy of the space in one. If the energy has been fragmented or divided, like, each room has its own energy, you know. The room of my mom, my God, I cannot speak. It's hard for me to let her energy into this conversation with you, you see. Still got some healing to do, Dušan. Yeah, baby. And like her, the energy of my mom's room has a different energy than the one in my room, of course. And my doors are always closed for her, literally and metaphorically. So the draft never, almost never, runs through our house. So, but tonight, I'm alone, and now, you know. Yeah, you know. I wonder why do I even speak to you when you know everything about me. And like, my greatest desire in this world is to be able to speak to you like I do now, but when you're actually here, and I feel that moment is approaching. It's approaching so fast that one of the reasons I'm actually recording this tonight is I want to be aware of what is actually happening. I'm trying to realize what the fuck is going on, because the things are moving so fast now. So fast, and change is inevitable and it's coming. I mean, I embrace it, but I'm like, okay, let's just take a deep breath and like let me first understand what the fuck is going on. Then it's gonna happen and I'm okay with it. Yes, so that's one of the reasons why I'm recording this, and the other reason is telling you about the events that have happened recently. I don't want to go into detail too much, but concern you, they're related to you. So tonight, like, I digress all over myself. Why shouldn't you be able to say it like that? I digress all over myself. So, like, tonight I was in this pain that I'm feeling. It's sadness and heaviness in my chest and in my belly, and in my whole body's kind of heavy and doesn't. Yeah, no, I just realized when I feel this heaviness, I'm so heavy, that I can't actually move. I can't move. I feel like laying down because the weight is pressing down and my legs can't even hold the weight, you know. That's why I'm passive all day long, physically. And in that pain state, I needed to hear your voice again. For God knows which time. I've heard that voice message like so many times. I to say that I know it by heart is an understatement. So it's like, but every time I hear something different, every time I notice something different, like tonight I noticed that I love the rhythm that you have when you speak. You are this whole song, like this whole symphony when you speak, like. I've noticed that with me also. When I listen to my voice and these podcasts. No. These talks. I noticed that I have this like flow, like a journey of. A soul close to me. I can't say somebody's a friend when they're much more than a friend. A soul close to me, Chris, she says that. Like when she listens to me, it's like she's going on a journey. Like I take her through these ups and downs and roller coaster of emotions. And like at the end, it's like a whole different place than the one that she started the journey to begin with, you know. So I noticed that tonight I played your voice message, like one of the few that I have. This is the latest one, Lea version 2.0. And your rhythm was astonishing to me. And yeah, and I played it on my small speaker JBL, and I wanted to have a feeling like you were in the room, like I turned my back to you, so it's like you're sitting behind me and talking, like, and it actually felt so natural, and like I could see you there in my room, like sitting at a desk and talking, you know. And then I realized I never talked while you talked. I never had this, like, we're together, you know, in a room and talking. So I basically, a couple times, I said something, like, replied to you, and, like, it was a conversation, a couple seconds, and I felt that, and that was nice. So what happened, actually, in the last couple of days? I believe this is you. Yes, this is you. You know about you and the dogs, right? Come on. You're the one sending them to me. There's this dog in front of my building named Lea, of course. And she is very connected to you. She depicts your state. Sometimes I know how you feel and what's going on with you when I hear her. And like a couple of days ago, she cut herself loose from the chain and she was running all over the place. They couldn't catch her. And that exact day, something happened very significantly. Significant? Yeah. And it was just like, oh, okay, so yeah, we did something good. So anyway, what happened in the last couple of days was pretty huge, like the biggest thing that can happen in our relationship. First of all, Christina channeled you directly, and you spoke through her. We did a reading of some cards, and we didn't even look at the cards. Honestly, I mean, we didn't read the meaning. She just spread them out in front of me, and they were Rumi's cards. Rumi's, like, I've been saying all along that I'm like the reincarnation of Rumi, God. He died on the day that I was born, like 30th of September. So I have this incredible connection with him, and she opened, she did the reading, and all of a sudden you appeared. Because she started talking like in the first person, like she's you. She's like responding to me, not in the form of she says, but in the form, you know, first person singular. You're singular, right? Yeah, you're singular for a while. She told me lots of things. You guys told me. I don't know who is. I know who is. Because actually, it's so simple. I just felt you there. You were just there, and I just talked to you, actually. And all of a sudden, I went into this soft and gentle mode, and I actually talked to you. I actually did. I felt that I was so different than the guy I was a couple of years back when I talked to you live. And that guy a couple of years back when you appeared, he would go into the fake mode, the inauthentic vibe, like, oh my God, you're actually here. Oh, I would be so, you know. But now it was just like, yeah, okay, so can I ask you something? I would like to talk to you about this and this. And the big thing that happened was you said, call me. And you said, call me. And I didn't even, like I said, react. with some drama queen emotion. It felt natural. It actually felt like, finally, we've reached that point. And yeah, Christina totally just like opened herself up to you, and you just spoke. And I realized, yeah, okay, she really wants me to call her. And I'm like, so you are ready? I'm like, are you sure? Not that I doubt you, but why is this happening now? Why do you need me to call you? Is everything really okay? Are you? I do not want. I don't really don't want to hurt you in any way. I don't want to. Not because of me. Not because I'm afraid to lose you or something. I can never lose you. You know that. But I was afraid to take a wrong step and just like to push you away farther, further and further. So the thing that frightened me is that I could hurt you in some way. I could, you know, that's the only thing I didn't wanted to avoid. Not you not responding or like going away for a long, long while again, for a long, long time. It's okay, I'm used to that. I'm a big boy. If I could manage this long, I can manage any long. That's not a word or a phrase, but who gives a fuck? Right, right. Okay, so. And you told me about everything, what's going on, so I don't want to talk about this now. And when I got home, I kept repeating to myself over and over again, just to be, you know, just to realize that it's happening. What I repeated everything that was going on, but now I actually remember that I didn't tell you one thing. When I was a couple days before that, when I was in Bosnia, in whatever, with my folks, with my relatives, and you actually sent me a message, and I was like, Leah sent me a message. Okay, that actually happened. And yet again, I wasn't, deep down, I wasn't surprised or shocked or ecstatic. That's the word, ecstatic. I wasn't. I was supposed to be. I guess I was supposed to be like, from the standpoint of a realism, you know, like so many things happened. I was waiting for so long for you to give out a sign of life, like that something is, that you're there. But now that it actually happened, I'm like, I went into this, like, goat mode. That's what I call it, retarded. That's the word, exactly, retard mode. I was like, yeah, so I asked my sister was there, who knows about you, and she was like, I like, showed her, like, the cell phone, like, this happened. And she's like, oh, that's so okay. She just like, she just got it, the vibe and everything. I'm like, yeah, okay. That's the retard mode, like continuing. Like, yeah, she sent me a message. Yeah, okay. So now that's like, the world continues to turn, and that's you know, I could use some coffee. Yeah, I'm gonna make coffee. And she's like, are you okay? Like, yeah, I need coffee. I'm paraphrasing, but that's then I went outside, and actually I took some couple of minutes to myself, like, retard mode continues, but now I'm alone. Retard mode alone version 1.0, like, That happened. You know, like when I fully recovered from the retired mode, I was like, the whole world was different. Everything was different. It's so incredible. Like, you send me one message, and it's not just a message. I feel that it's something's different, and the whole world is different. Like, I see people different. Like nothing can shake me or hurt me, or like, everybody's like, okay, everything around me is like, okay, so yeah, that's fine that you people are alive and exist, and this is okay, this is fine, you know, the word, this is fine, this is okay. But you know, Leah called, so I'm like, psh, Leah sent me a message, I mean, whatever, nothing else matters that much. I mean, it matters if some of them died, then I've that, oh my God, what am I saying? But like, I'm going to the extremes now. It would hurt me, it would be, but like the underlying current, like an underwater, underground stream of water that's running, would be the knowledge of you sending me a message. And like, I could deal with everything now on the surface. It would be like, okay, heavy stuff going on, but like, everything is now deeply, deeply, deeply okay. Like, whew, okay. But when I went outside to actually make coffee, I went full retard mode again. Like, I'm gonna go do where's the coffee? Like, sugar. I need sugar. And coffee is water boiling. Boiling water. I need to boil water. Well, I'm going to do it by myself. Jovana, who's my sister, like, did this happen? Like, you read the message. Like, did that actually happen? I'm not hallucinating. Like, yeah, that happens. Okay, chill. Like, okay, so coffee. Yeah, me going coffee make now. Full Neanderthal mode. And like, I'm making coffee, and like, I'm alone now, and I'm retarded again. The world is beautiful, and everything's fine, but I'm fully retarded. Like, ooh, okay. Oh, so she called. Yeah, she called. Nice. Yeah, I don't get it. Oh, I don't get it. Did that actually happen? How that actually happened? Oh, that's good now. That's nice. Okay, the water is boiling. Oh, shit. Yeah, I should make coffee. Yeah, that's why I came. I came to make coffee. Coffee is nice. Yes, I could use some coffee now. I should actually pour the water. Yeah. Sugar. Sugar is such a nice thing. Yes, sugar I need. Yeah, Leah called, actually. Leah sent you a message, Dusan. Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah, that happened. You're positive. Yeah, she sent you a message. You can check this with cell phone. Yeah, okay, I'm looking at the cell phone. Yeah, that there's the message, yeah. That happened. That's my cell phone. Like, it's my cell phone. Oh, okay. So that happened. Like, yeah. Pour the water, man. It's going to be... Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, coffee. Coffee is nice. I like coffee. And with sugar. I should add some sugar. Did I add some sugar? No, I didn't. Yeah, I should add like two teaspoons. Yeah, okay. Like, okay, yeah, and milk, I forgot the milk. Oh, shit, I forgot the milk. Now I have to go amongst the people again. Oh, God damn it. Like, breathe in, breathe out. Like, okay, you are retarded, but nobody has to know that. Just don't say anything, and you're safe. Like, don't say anything. Nobody will know that you're retarded. Okay? Yeah, like, and I'm going to the people. Somebody asked me something like, I'll be there in a second. Like, I'm okay. I'm like, you know, yeah. And then like, I go back and go back. Oh, I can finally be retarded again. Yes. Yeah, coffee. Milk. Did I get the milk? Yes, you got the milk, man. There's the milk. Oh, okay. Milk is nice. Yeah, I like. Yeah, then pour the fucking milk. Oh, God. Like, my... super ego battling folks. My id, that was my id, that's my id, I don't know. So yeah, I'm like full retarded again. I'm like, oh, my milk is nice. Yes. Yeah, this coffee tastes good. Whose coffee is it? It's your coffee, man. Like, take the coffee. You made the coffee for yourself. Oh, yeah, I made the coffee for myself. Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, I love coffee. Did I say I love coffee? I love coffee, yeah. Yeah, what should I do now? I mean, what do you mean, what should I do? I mean, what should I do? She sent me a message, so, yeah. What do you think? What do you mean what you should do? Just, like, try accepting the fact that it actually happened. Oh, no, I can't accept the fact that it happened. Like, no. I mean, this is nice. Coffee is nice. Like, the world is nice. You see, the sun is shining. There are some people outside. Yeah, who are those people? Those people are your relatives, man. Oh, yes. Yeah, now I remember. Oh, yeah, that's my sister. Yeah. It's my uncle. Oh, yeah. Okay. They're nice also. Yeah, coffee is nice, but they're also nice. So, yeah, Leah sent me a message. Yeah, that's nice. Yes. I'm going to go drink coffee now. Okay? Yeah, okay. By myself. It's by myself. Yeah, you go by yourself, man. You need to chill for a while. Just be by yourself. Yeah, I'm going to go be by myself. Leah sent a message. Should I reply? Come on, man, you know that you're going to reply. You know exactly what you want to reply. I don't know. Do you know? Yeah, okay, I know. I got things. Can you take over from now? Like, yeah, I'm going to take over. Shit, you're losing your shit all over the place. Like, just go upstairs, drink the coffee, shut the fuck up, and just let me lead the way, okay? Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, so that happened. you get the picture now, right? And actually, while I'm going through this little theater play, radio drama, I'm actually grasping the fact that you actually called. Because I'm going through the emotions now. And you actually called. It's okay. I think I'm okay now with it. But the retarded guy is going to... Maybe he's going to make his appearance once again when I'm not fully recovered from the fact that you actually sent the message, and that even worse or better that you want me to call you. And that's a whole different topic. Oh, yeah. I think I need a cigarette. I need coffee. Coffee is nice. Nice is coffee. Nice is coffee, yeah. Now I'm speaking like Yoda from Star Wars. Coffee nice is. Even though I never saw the fucking Star Wars trilogy, I tried, and it's so boring, and it's so not realistic, and it's so, like, I can't get into the vibe. Please don't tell me you like Star Wars. Because we won't get along. You know? Yeah. Anyway. So the other part was... The other part is I think it's even harder for me to grasp because you seem to want me to call you. Is that right? Okay, now you're laughing up there. Okay, that's really. I'm so happy that you're amused, but like you really want me to call you. Okay. I'm going to go full retard mode again because, I mean, one thing is you calling, sending me a message, which I actually realized, felt that you want some connection. You want my attention in some way. I'm like, okay, she wants attention. Ah, God, shit, what am I going to do now? That's the monkeys in my brain reacting to you. People call them neurons, but I call them monkeys. I don't know. I mean, it's much more poetic, right? Yeah. I need water. I like water. Water is nice. It's like coffee, but much better and healthier. Oh, yeah. Oh, water is nice. So, where was I? I was at the part that you want... Yeah, you know. So, it was a couple... Not the next day after... Chris told me that, but, like, the day after that, I was, like, It was one of those moments in the day, like at 10 p.m. when I finished doing what I was doing and the day is coming to a slow end and I start feeling your pull. Oh, I like you're pulling me to call you, and I'm like starting to realize that there's actually nothing smarter to do than that. There's nothing better to do. There's nothing. You know, there's only one thing to do, is to call Leah. To call Leah, you know. Just to call you. That's all I can do in that moment. Nothing else. Literally nothing else mattered. Like, what? The existence, the world, people, coffee, water. Fuck that. I mean, they're nice, but fuck that. So I'm like, oh shit, I'm starting to be anxious, I'm starting to be neurotic, I'm starting to be nervous. I'm like, okay, shit, I should call her. Should I call her? No, I want to call her. Do you want to call her? If you wanted to call her, man, you wouldn't be so nervous. It's not flowing. It's like you wanting to do something and like not actually being ready to do causes disruption in the flow. It's like you're not there. Fuck. Like, okay, the sheer measure of me being so anxious and like, oof, on the edge of my seat is the excuse. No, not excuse, man. Fuck. Is the actual, I don't know, reason why you should not do it. There you go. It's the reason why I shouldn't do it, because that means I'm not ready. That means something is not ready. That means that the universe is not ready. We're not ready. Something's not ready, because if I was ready, I would just pick up the fucking phone and just do it without thinking. You know, the volcano will erupt. This is like, you know, this was that day, that moment that I'm explaining. This was like a volcano that was like, spills out some smoke and like, the earth is shaking and rumbling, like, and then what's to erupt. And, but you know, it's a false alarm, you know, it's like, and the sign that it was a false alarm was in the midst of that turmoil that I was in, that I caused myself, right? Like, I hear the door opening from my mom's room. It's like, oh, yeah, that's it. That's just like, no, that's not, that's it. Ugh. That's the exact reason why I'm not calling her. Like, you know, I'm like, imagine a moment where I actually establish a connection with you at the phone, the stationary phone, home phone, whatever, and like you say hello and I say what I say at the beginning of every podcast, and then she opens up the door. Oh, now I'm like, I just close up, like I go back to my shell, and like, that's not it. It would destroy the moment, it would destroy me, probably the whole world, and everything would be shit, and like coffee would be bad and everything would suck, and even the water would like be bad and not nice. You know? Yeah. I mean, why would we do that to the coffee and to the water? I mean, it's not their fault. They're innocent substances. So, and I knew that if I actually went through it while she was there in the house, I knew the strength of that action of me establishing connection with you would bring up this whole shitload of fucking shadows and attachments that I still probably have with my mom, and she would be she would probably do that in the exact moment where I call you. She would come out of the room like she didn't even know, she wouldn't even know why, like she just goes to the bathroom to do something or whatever, like, but it would happen in that exact moment. I had a feeling. You know, I just had a feeling. I just knew it. Because I have to change position. I knew it because of the unease that I felt. You know, I felt uneasy. I felt out of flow. I didn't feel, I just wanted to, when I call you, I wanted to be from the state of peace, total peace and love. And it would happen, it will happen in the moment where I'm actually in my own energy, where there's no mothers around me or the archetypes of my grandmothers, grandparents, and all the fucking band of my ancestors and midwives who gave birth to my great-great-great-grandfathers that are still part of me. I mean, you get it. Of course you get it. And the funny thing happened is my aunt, with whom I'm very connected, she actually heard me up there. And she started annoying my mom to come to the village, to the countryside where she lives. And so she left, so that's why I'm alone now. And that's why I know it's going to happen, Leah. It's going to happen very soon. And now after this talk and this last cigarette, I'm actually feeling that I'm finally ready. It is a big deal. It's not a small thing. It is a big, big deal. It's not just something that I will do and like I can go about my life after that as if nothing happened, nothing changed. I know that's going to change everything and we're going to be different people after that and our lives are going to be different. And I know when I call you, when I say those two words that define my fucking life, and this podcast, which is the most essential part of me, everything is going to be different when I say those two words. You know? And I can't wait to say them. To pronounce, to tell you those two words. And, you know, I know you're ready. I know I can feel it. That's why it's so big. I mean, I live for that moment when we would connect and everything would be as it should be, as it should have been all my life and your life. Who knows how many lives before, God, dear Lord, the karma. And then when that thing happens, When I feel that it's gonna happen, I have these expectations of like, okay, how should I feel when that moment comes? Like, because that moment comes, and what? That's the end of the journey. That's the end of all my healing. That's the sum of all my ambitions and everything that I've worked for and healed for and shadow worked for. It builds up to these millions of expectations, and like, you know, you don't know, are you supposed to do something? It's like the end of the match and you actually won the championship or whatever, and like you holding this trophy in your hands. Not that you're a trophy. I don't want to stir up some feminist moments. I don't feel that you have them, but who knows? I'm very, very, very stupid, and I can trigger stupid things in people. No. I'm retarded. I'm not stupid. I mean, I have a retarded part of myself that sometimes makes its appearance and shows its beautiful head. Anyway, but now, yeah, I don't know how should I feel. I don't know. I'm actually not sure how am I supposed to feel in the moment when I'm supposed to call you. Like, what is gonna be a sign of me that I should call you? What? How am I gonna know that it's the right moment and the perfect time? Because I really want it to be the perfect moment, you know. I don't want to call you when you're talking to people and when you're out of flow moment, you know. I really don't want it to be like that. I want it to be like when it's just like you get the call and you feel that that's the only thing that can happen in that moment, that nothing else should happen. And like, all the whole world kind of runs away and moves aside. Because you have this intricate ability to contact me in the perfect moment. Like that last message that you sent me, it was like every message that you sent me. It was in the perfect moment when I was completely alone. I was actually sleeping, and you sent me the message while I was sleeping. It didn't wake me up, of course. But moments before that and moments after that, I was always surrounded with people. Not that it's bad, but it's like millions of energies, or different energies, and I'm like, I would hate it if I received your message while I was like playing around with my nephews, or like, or talking to my sisters, or like, yeah, do you know, and then I bloop, message, okay, I can't go full retard mode now, I'm surrounded by people, but I still got her message, so what should I do now? Okay, I'm gonna go into my favorite stage of all stages, denial, this didn't happen. Yes, so what were you saying? Yeah, you were saying something. Yeah, okay. No, it's just a message. I mean, I'm not even sure it's a message. It's a wrong number. Yeah. Yeah, so that would probably be my reaction. But no, you waited for me to be all by myself and to actually go to sleep and to wake up and like check the phone, and I'm still sleepy and I see you, and I see your name, I, the supernova, because you are a supernova, you're my supernova, and I love that word, and I see that name of yours, and I see your message, and I'm like, am I still sleeping? Is this heaven? Is this how heaven feels like? Did I just die? Did I sleep too strongly? Did I sleep too much? Like, I went into too deep of a sleep. Like, I should wake up now. Please, somebody wake me up. Then I kind of wake up and I'm still like, yeah. No, the message is still there. I should open and see it. Is it still there? Yeah, so this is my this is the episode of me of coming to terms with the reality of you sending me message on Instagram and through Christina. And I'm okay now. I believe I'm okay. Yeah, I should go get some coffee. Yeah. Coffee is nice. I like coffee. Do I have milk? I don't think I have milk. Shit, I should go to the toilet. Not to the toilet. No, Sean. You can't buy milk in the toilet. I should go to the drugstore. Not the drugstore. The supermarket. Yeah, so that doesn't work. Shit, doesn't work. It's like midnight. It works till 9 o'clock. Yeah, maybe. Maybe I should... Yeah, I should wait till morning, yeah. Coffee's nice. Yeah, coffee's very nice. I like coffee. I like Lea. Lea sent me some message. I think she sent me a message. Yeah, I like Lea. Lea's nice. She's so beautiful. Yeah, she published this story a couple of days. A day before she sent me that message. In which she looked astonishing, and she never looked so beautiful, and I actually felt that she was taking that picture for me, and yeah, and I immediately wanted to, yeah, now I remember, shit, I remember, I wanted to reply to her, to that message, I wanted to reply and to say, my God, like, you're astonishing. And I was hesitant, and I went into full retard mode again, but there was like light version, but no, yeah. And I wanted to say that, then I was like, yes, I'm gonna do it. No, but I'm not sure. Should I do it? Should I do it? I'm not supposed to do it. I don't wanna disturb her. You know, I don't wanna. She's already disturbed. Like I'm disturbed, but nevertheless, yeah, I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't, but I want to. I really want to. Yeah. Then it means I should do it. Okay, I'm gonna do it. Then I take the phone and I'm like, I want to reply to this story. I'm gonna reply to this story. I'm gonna go to the story. So I find you on Instagram and I find the story and I like, and then I see that there's no fucking option. I'm like, no. That was my retarded no. I'm like, no, fuck. Why is this happening? She doesn't have that option. She restricted people from replying to her story. So, yes, I cannot do it. So, I guess that's a sign. Yeah, good. Yeah, I feel better that I'm not... I don't have to do it. I don't have to go through it. Yeah. Yeah, but it would be nice if I had replied, right? It would be nice. She actually, in that story, you know, she... She played this song, I mean, the song that I found on Spotify later on, that was actually totally my vibe. It was totally me. That was first time that I actually heard my energy in her Instagram and, like, we got, yeah, this music now. You hear this? Yeah, that's not my vibe. Yeah, but this was my vibe, and it was like, And this song was like, my love, mi amor, Portuguese guy, beautiful, beautiful blues song with the guitar and everything. And I play the guitar. Guitar is nice. I like the guitar. Yeah, I should buy the sixth string. I have five strings. Yeah, maybe you're that missing string, lah. Right? Maybe I should buy the strings and then maybe you will come into my life. But yeah, let's not get into that. That's too much now. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I should get the strings anyway. Yeah. Yeah, no strings attached, yeah, okay. Anyway, so I'm listening to that song with that picture. I'm like, are you trying to send me some message? Are you like saying that this is me that wants you? Yeah, that's... And the look you had in your eyes. Oh, my God. You were looking at me. You were looking at me. I know that now. Because it's on my cell phone as a wallpaper. Oops, I shouldn't have said that. Yeah, you shouldn't have said that, Dusan. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, anyway, so... yeah, that you were looking at me. Nobody else. I know that now. But I didn't reply and... Yeah, as I was saying, yeah, coffee's nice, yeah. Okay, so I should go get some coffee now. Yeah, and I should end this. Yeah. I believe I'm gonna be retarded this whole when we see each other. This is my authentic vibe when I'm talking to you. So you have to get some pills and the straight jacket just in case I go full retard mode. I mean, it's an unpredictable situation when I see you. If I react like this when I get your messages, I mean, I'm gonna go full retard. Full retard. This is like half, like 30% maybe. Yeah, but when I see you, it's gonna be 100%. Yeah, so you better get some pills, some straight jacket, and some milk. You should definitely get some milk and for coffee, you know, because yeah, coffee is nice. Coffee is very nice. Coffee is very nice, and you're also very nice, and you're very, very beautiful, and I like you very much, and I can't wait to see you and to call you, and I'm gonna call you. Maybe even tomorrow, maybe the day after that, but it doesn't matter. I'm gonna call you and that's gonna be it. Yeah, good night.
I've been waiting for you. Come around and tell me the truth about everything that you're going through. My girl, you've got nothing to lose. Cold nights and Sunday morning, on your way and out of the grave. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence you'll rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl, give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town or silent bed, pick a place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Now I've been dreaming about us, working hard and saving it up. We'll go and see the man on the moon. My girl, we've got nothing to lose. Cold nights and Sunday mornings on your way and out of the gray. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence you'll rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl, give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town or silent bed, pick a place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. My girl. My girl. My girl. It takes one hot second to turn it around. It takes one hot second to turn it around. I've got time. I've got love. Got confidence you'll rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. My girl. My girl. My girl. My girl.